welcome to Ask the Doulas. It's Alyssa, and I'm talking with Gabby again. If you remember her last time, she told us her lovely birth stories. Hey, Gabby.
Hi, Alyssa. So, good to be back.
Yeah, I want to learn about your business. So, Connie's Bridal Boutique.
Yes.
Who's Connie? Because you're not Connie.
No, we're not Connie. Connie's actually the name that the original owner gave the store. Was her nickname. Her original name was Viet Vu. She's a cute little Vietnamese lady, maybe 5 feet.
Okay.
She was a powerhouse of a woman. You just see her just haul, and these dresses get heavy, so you just see her hauling dresses back and forth. So my grandmother used to work with her, and when she decided to retire, we purchased the brand and the store.
Okay.
And we kind of molded it a little bit more towards our personalities and growth, and you know, developed it a little bit further.
Okay. So I've been in your store. It's huge. It's not little. It's huge. I walked in and I'm like, oh my God, look at all the space.
Yes.
So tell me, what did you change? What's your target market? And what, do you have a certain type of dress? Do you kind of focus on one area, or is it a pretty broad range?
Yeah. When we originally bought the store, if we're getting down to nitty gritty business, it was, we used to be on 44th and Kalamazoo on Tom Place Plaza.
Okay.
I think that was her second or third location. And the target audience when we originally bought it was for brides looking for dresses and formal gowns from $100 to, I think it was $800, around there. And we began kind of molding it to a little bit of a higher price range just because that good chunk of $100 to $800 dresses, a lot of that is online.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really long-term sustainable, at least for how we run it, which is, it's a lot of sample and special orders. We don't have, you know, you can't go in there and we don't have stock of the same dress in 30 sizes.
Okay.
We might have a multiple, you know, in a small and a large, but most of it we want to do a custom dress, custom measurements, custom length. We specialize in that, in customizations, custom additions. And our customer, our clientele is the minority bride. So anybody, and that falls in so many categories. It could be quote unquote last minute, so less than 6 months. We often do weddings 2 weeks, 1 week.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We can have a quick turnaround time.
Okay.
Because my grandmother is magic as far as alterations. And our formal bridal gowns are anywhere from 6 to 3 to 5 thousand. So we're kind of snug in the middle,
mm-hmm.
kind of between David's, and then you have the beautiful Renee Austin and Becker's, who
mm-hmm.
is on the higher. They can reach, you know, sky's the limit. And of course we can, you can always add on anywhere.
Right.
But we're kind of snug in the middle for our minority brides, and whether that be size, whether that is, we have some brides that purchase and then they go and get married and they have beautiful African ceremonies in Africa, so that's kind of this whole a whole other package, because they're buying for people that, you know, bridesmaids aren't all here. So we serve a lot of that, of our quote-unquote minority brides that have that spunky need, creative needs.
Yeah, when I went in, it was your grandmother and your mother, were
yes.
you correct? And you said sometimes your sister's even there?
Sometimes my sister's there. On Saturdays it's me, and my sister comes to help on and off on Saturdays. I kind of finagled my way to be like, Grandma, you can take Saturdays off and I'll be here on Saturday. So now she's there Monday through Friday, which is when our alterations and special, more complicated orders, if she needs to kind of see as far as detailed, if we need to add a detailed illusion neckline or anything like that, then we'll see them Monday through Friday. And on Saturday, we're just seeing brides and in their beginning phases. And if they need basic fittings, then I can of course do that. I can fit you and pin you, but if anyone's cutting your dress, it's her.
It's gonna be Grandma.
Yeah, it's gonna be Grandma.
So we learned last time you have 2 children. How do you balance a 3-year-old, a 6-year-old, and helping to run a bridal shop?
Yeah, I'm extremely lucky in the flexibility that not only working with my grandmother, but having working with my grandmother in our own business close to home. So it's kind of like a great little triangle of
mm-hmm.
Support. So she definitely wanted to see the grandkids. So when I had my first daughter, and even with my son, I think I worked up until a couple days before I gave birth, if not the day before. That was very active. I don't like to just sit down. And when they gave birth, it was strapped them up, literally carried them on and off up until they got too big to be carried.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great. I could bring them in whenever. And if I really couldn't bring them in, I didn't have to come into work. And it wasn't like I have them to bring your doctor's note. And then I could work from home or work on off days. So I can move my schedule around pretty freely. So that's definitely been a great opportunity for me to work, but also raise my kids and be as involved as I need to be or they want me to be. If they want me to go chaperone, you know, it's great during the week because we're not too busy. So I can say, hey, I'm not going to be here until today or until X time. I'm going to go in the morning. I'm going to be with my daughter or with my son all day, and then they can come back and work. And you know, sometimes work means like, oh, I'm going to have to work till 9, or after they go to sleep, I'm going to have to finish that, or I'm answering emails in the middle of the night.
Typical business owner right, stuff. Like, I just feel like I'm doing that all the time. You take out a chunk of time during the day to spend with friends or family or your children, and you always have to make up for it later.
Right, you make
That's
up
like
for it later.
That's like the pros and cons, right, of having your own business.
Exactly, and I mean, it's definitely been a balance for them as well because we open on Saturday, so it's not like we can just do all kinds of fun activities on Saturdays. My friends are like, oh, we're having birthday parties. I'm like, that's great, but I'm at work. So we can't really just take that off. It's Sundays, and everybody on Sunday has kind of a different schedule. And our industry, our busy times during the summer, so our vacations are in the winter.
Which is perfect. You want to get out of Michigan in the winter.
We do. Everybody's
so
like, you want to go to the beach? I'm like, yes.
On Sunday, I will.
On Sunday, I will. Or Sunday usually ends up being... try to manage your household in like half a day, like a crazy person that you have not been able to do the whole week. So we kind of balance that out. And my friends are like, you never come out. You know, like this is not really vacation ever for us unless it's winter. And during winter time, their regular jobs, they're still working. But we can be like, oh, we'll take December off.
Right.
We've been working nonstop until December and we'll just take, you know, a couple weeks off. So it's kind of a balance of like, where do you... It's good to find other entrepreneurs because they have similar, some of them have similar rhythms where it's like, I'm kind of just checking to see if you're breathing for 6 months. And then like, you can really hang out with them during the slow time. Like just knock on, you know, text, a quick text like, hey, you, are you alive?
Right.
Yeah. We're just, you know, working away. It's been good to connect with other entrepreneurs and other, I'm gonna say like busy moms that are kind of doing more.
Yeah,
than
I think it's important because we are definitely a specific breed of business owners and mothers. Because I might have, like this morning, I had time to go for a walk around the lake.
Yeah.
And what did I do? I texted a bunch of people, but the only one who responded was the other mom who owns her own business.
Right.
Who was like, oh yeah, I can get out for an hour.
Yeah.
So it is good to have that network because otherwise you do kind of feel isolated thinking, these other moms work during the day.
Yeah.
And then at night, maybe they want to get together, but that's when I actually need to spend time with my kids.
Right. That's kid time. It's like my free time could be, oh yeah, I can meet with you, you know, in the morning when the kids are at school, I can kind of plan that out.
Mm-hmm.
But when I pick the kids up for school, like I need to make sure that I'm with the kids because Saturday, Sunday, you know, I think one day I was working on we were putting crystals on a dress, and that was like consecutive days of like working past midnight. Like the kids, I think one day they even came to the shop and they like slept in the sofa for a couple hours, and I'm just like, we gotta get this done. So we don't have that, like there are time blocks. So it's definitely an adventure to find people that match your schedules and kind of also interest, you know, kind of the same thing, but match the schedule of like when you can have free time, and then understand that like I will be free 3 Sundays in a row. Maybe you won't see me for 5 months.
Yeah, like, it's the last. I used to be able to plan ahead.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I don't know. Like, can I go for a walk tomorrow? I don't know. Text me tomorrow and I'll see. Like,
I will know an hour before.
Right.
Beforehand. I think we're doing maybe like a month ahead of time. Like, I mean, in my house, family events, I'm usually like, let's bring out the, here's the book of calendars.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just dish out like appointment cards. Like, here's your Mother's Day event. Here's this and here's that. And now we're just like, we don't know what we're going to do. And sometimes you're just overwhelmed. You don't do anything.
Yeah. You're to have like, a weekend of nothing sometimes is totally
like,
fine.
Like, oh, do you want to plan? I don't want to plan anything.
Mm-mm.
You know what sounds good? Just being home and cooking and eating.
I think it's the other side of owning a business that people don't realize, you know, oh, you have so much free time, or oh, you run your own schedule. But there's this opposite side of it where you do feel, like I said, isolated or that nobody quite understands. Right. So I love these mom groups, like How I Met You at the Mom Brain group. Like, there's always something to talk about because we're all going through this, like, have these same struggles. They might be a little bit different, but deep down, like, we're moms and we own our own businesses and we know what it's like to be like, oh yeah, I'm working till midnight tonight and I still have to get my kid up. I haven't made lunches for school. like there's all these, oh yeah, and it's library day and I don't know where the library book is. Like all these like 20 little things, all these little details. But you still have a business to run.
Right. There's still something else that kind of depending. It's like two different, which being a mom in itself has so many independent tasks that happen on its, you know, individually. Mm-hmm. Like this is completely unrelated tasks that happen independently.
But we're doing them simultaneously.
Yes.
Often.
With two different, it's like you have two different children. One is in your business and then two is like your actual kids that are kind of just, I need all this stuff. And they all of a sudden, business might need have an emergency or your kid might have an emergency. And, you know, if you don't build those connections, you might be left, you know, struggling a little bit.
Well, it would be really easy to burn out if you didn't have, like you said, the fact that your business, you work with your family and it's super close to home.
Right.
You have that support network built in.
Right.
If somebody owned a business, had children, didn't have family, didn't have friends, didn't have a support network, and had no plan in place for these emergencies, whether it was family or business, you burn out.
Yeah. You just, I would imagine you'd just be, you're just kind of sitting there feeling lonely. And it's not even like somebody come help. Maybe it's just the pure connection of like, I just want to talk to somebody, or just a quick text to kind of get your mind out of maybe something serious that's happening. Okay, then you can relax and like read back and focus on your job or your kids or whatever it is. Like, that's so important to be able to have that extra support in a multitude of forms kind of sprinkle all over your life so that you can kind of progress and move through like the really hard, complicated times. Because in the end, you love your job. That's why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. That's why we're crazy still there.
Right.
Like, we're still kind of holding on because you love what you do.
Yeah, we kind of, you work with brides who are in this specific zone, and we're working with the new moms who are in this specific zone. Mm-hmm. And although, like, the, you know, many of our clients are probably, I'd say the majority of them are married. We do have some who are pregnant and then getting married or getting married while pregnant.
Yeah.
So do you worked with clients who are pregnant and need a dress? Like, you know, you say the minority, that would be the minority.
Exactly.
How do you help? What if they're due, like, how does that dress grow with the belly if they're not getting married right away?
It definitely depends. And we, the first thing for us is to make that bride feel comfortable. Some brides are just chill. They're just loving it. They are embracing what is happening. And some brides are nervous in the way of like, this is not how I envisioned it. Mm-hmm. Or it was how they envisioned it and they were fine with it, but there's an outside pressure. So we want to make sure that that is kind of relief, because once you are in a good, happy, neutral position, you can really see yourself in like a wedding dress calmly, not like I need to cover this or I need to cover that, or you just want something that fits and that is comfortable. And it depends. Some brides are gonna grow, right? They're gonna still be pregnant when they get married, so we have to kind of, you know, talk about that. Are you gonna come in the week before for alterations? Are we gonna hold out until the week before, a couple days before, alter it, then it'll fit, and then take it? So it might be like a last minute alteration. Or are we, you know, sometimes they buy it when they're pregnant and then, you know, they'll have baby and then we'll do that. So it kind of, it's almost like a bit of a guessing game. Are you gonna buy it smaller? Are we gonna allow for the alteration costs to make it smaller? Is it a shape of a dress that can fit both ways? Mm-hmm. Are you gonna be comfortable? You know, is it too tight for baby? Like, you need to think about that. Can you sit down? Can you stand? Because you were a little bit more, we're not as like agile, but I'm clumsy anyway, so that was not a good clumsy pregnant mom that is wobbling through a bridal store. It was a funny scene, but we just sit and talk with them and say like, how are you feeling? Some moms have had multiple kids, so they're like, I don't grow, or tomorrow I'm gonna be double the size, like, I'm just telling you for now, and then I'll be fine. I had one bride, she was so sweet, and she was like, I'm going to be this size by the time I get married. And she was, you know, she knew, like, she had already had children. So she was like, you know, I'm pregnant, I'm going to give birth, and my body's going to go relatively back, you know, to normal mm-hmm. by the time I'm there. So then we kind of do that, and we allow to that. But it's really ends up being a matter of, like, a last-minute alteration and just understanding that we just need mom and baby to be comfortable. And if you want a nice, snug dress, it might have to be a different fabric versus, like, a more, like, stretchier fabric. Mm-hmm. Not because we can't make it fit. I mean, you can cut anything to fit anything, but just because it's a little bit more flexible and movable and not so restricting. Mm-hmm. So just a little bit more of, like, guiding and consulting, and everything will be, you're going to look beautiful. Everything's going to come out good. Don't worry about it.
So if we have any moms who are thinking about getting married, where do they find you? So tell us, website, phone number, address, like what's the best place for people to find you?
Yeah, well, we have multiple ways of contacting us. We are on 28th Street past Burlingame. We are next to Margie's Donuts. So I mean, if you're pregnant, it's always good.
I was going to mention that. Like, when I came to visit you, I couldn't leave without visiting Marge on the way out.
Stop by and have a yummy snack. Yeah, we definitely encourage. We have brides that come in with a very, like, I'm on a plan. And I'm like, if that is your healthy goal, we're going to support you and empower mm-hmm. you for it. But we don't want you to be like, you need to all of a sudden only eat lettuce for the next 6 months. We want to make sure that you are, you know, being healthy with mm-hmm. your path. And if this is how, you know, your fiance is seeing you right now, like, he proposed to you mm-hmm. right now, he's loving you, he's going to care for you, he's going to embrace you no matter what. And we're going to, we want to dress you how you are, not with the pressure that you have from somebody else. But yeah, you can find us next to Margie's Donuts. Go ahead. We support your purchase of donuts, cakes, custard filled pastries. Bring us one on the way back if you're coming before. And we are on Facebook. It's Connie's Bridal. You can find us on Instagram. You can give us a call at 616-455-5233. And our website is the same, which I think nowadays is like the easiest thing to do. You can find us at Connie'sBridalBoutique.com.
Cool. What about the LGBTQ community? Have you ever had two moms? Because yes. We do get calls from...
Yeah, of course. And like I said, that's our main focus, is to make you feel comfortable and empowered in your decision. Mm-hmm. If you're wanting a suit, if you're wanting two dresses, if you want a mini dress, if you want to alter something, we can go ahead and do that. And what I mainly see is the hesitation. But come on in if you need extra time. And that is for any moms. If you feel like you're going to need extra time, if you're going to need extra space, you're going to need extra quiet, or you're going to need extra quiet because your support group is extra loud. Mm-hmm. We like to accommodate for that. But yeah, I mean, two moms, we just want to support and celebrate alongside you.
I love it. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. So yeah, check her out if you're in the market for a wedding dress. And as always, you can find us at goldcoastdoulas.com, Instagram, Facebook, and you can listen to our podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.